You're listening to SBS News.
Protests inside the European Parliament as a vote is taken for controversial reforms about migrants and asylum seekers. Demonstrators shouting, "Vote no, and this pact kills." The President of the European Parliament, Roberta Metsola, tried to stop the disruption.
We are in the middle of a voting session. This Parliament and its members need to be able to vote with serenity.
Once the room quietened down, the vote was approved. In a series of 10 votes, European Parliament members endorsed the regulations and policies that make up the Pact on Migration and Asylum. The plan is nearly a decade in the making after more than a million people sought refuge in Europe in 2015. Most of them were fleeing from war in Syria and Iraq. The new laws hope to end years of division over how to manage the entry of thousands of people without authorisation. Ms. Metsola says it was a historic day for Europe. She says the package provides a robust legislative framework that is the same in all member states.
That puts humanity first, that understands all the different, difficult aspects of this issue, that secures Europe's external borders, that provides clarity on applicable rules, that ensures the right balance between solidarity and responsibility in full respect of fundamental rights. We promised a new system that is fair with those eligible for protection, that is firm with those who are not, and that is strong against the traffickers and the networks preying on the most vulnerable of people.
The new laws would include measures like facial images and fingerprints being taken from children from the age of 6, and people may be detained during screening. Fast-track deportation could also be used on those not permitted to stay. On the other side, countries can also be obligated to help their EU partners. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen says the new laws will make a difference for all Europeans.
First, more secure European borders. Knowing exactly who crosses our borders by registering and screening everyone, while ensuring the protection of the fundamental rights through an independent monitoring. Second, faster, more efficient procedures for asylum and return. This means that those with no right to asylum will not be allowed to enter the European Union, while those escaping war or persecution can count on the protection they need.
Various human rights groups have opposed the pact, like Oxfam and the International Federation of Red Cross and Red Crescent Societies. In a statement, Amnesty International's Director of Advocacy, Eve Getty, said the law means less protection and a greater risk of facing human rights violations across Europe. Far-right politicians have also said the agreement does not go far enough to stop migration. Johannes Ruckel, a spokesperson for the NGO Seebrugge, or Seabridge, says nothing will be improved by the change in rules and centrist parties were adopting far-right positions.
It is not encouraging in any way. It shows that democratic parties are increasingly adopting positions from the extreme right. It shows that votes and short-term populism are more important, or are more important to the parties, than human rights and human lives. And we are very clearly standing against this. We want to stop it. We think it is catastrophic and very short-sighted thinking, because you do not stop the extreme right by adopting their positions.
Ms. von der Leyen says there's a balance that still helps vulnerable people.
The pact strikes the right balance between stricter rule against the abuse of the system and care for the most vulnerable. And third, more solidarity with the member states at our external borders, because they manage the pressure from illegal migration.
Belgian Prime Minister Alexander De Croo says the approval of a new system breaks what he sees as an unacceptable status quo.
The status quo means that certain countries have difficulties in managing the migration flows. We see that people are being subject to criminal activities, to human smugglers. No one could agree with the status quo, I hope. And this is a compromise, but it's a compromise that breaks the status quo, and that's what is expected from us, I think.
Last year saw around 380,000 people illegally crossing the EU borders, the highest number since 2016. But that's only a fraction of the more than 5 million immigrants overall who entered the EU in 2022. The 27 EU member countries must now endorse the reform package, which could see a vote in late April before it can take effect. Yusuf Saudi, SBS News.